Well, it's 5 to 2 in the afternoon of the 24th of June 2010, and no surprise this morning, Rudd, to his credit, realised the numbers were against him and stood down in the cabinet meeting, or caucus meeting, I should say, and Julia Gillard is Australia's first female Prime Minister and possibly our first red-headed Prime Minister. Despite the sound, I'm not actually eating. I've been to the dentist again, one more visit left, so I sound a bit like a bit punch drunk. But yeah, does it matter that we have our first female Prime Minister? Not to me, but to others it might, and not necessarily in a good way, but time will tell. The real test, of course, is can she be our first elected female Prime Minister? There is a lot of BS going around about, and Rudd started it when he said that he was elected Prime Minister. Technically, of course, being the Westminster system here, or the Washminster system, sort of a combination of Washington and Westminster, our system is that you vote for your local candidate. So no one outside of Rudd's own electorate saw his name on a ballot. But on the other hand, he does have a point. Everyone knew he was the leader of the Labour Party, so when they voted for their local Labour candidate, they did have in mind that if Labour won, if enough Labour candidates won, Rudd would be Prime Minister. So I actually think both sides at the moment of this issue are pointing the finger at each other and saying, you know, the electorate voted for Rudd, not Gillard. The other side are saying they didn't vote for Rudd, they voted for their local member, or they voted for the Labour Party. They're both right and they're both wrong. Yes, people voted for their local member. Yes, the local member is a member of a party, usually. And yes, if they voted for a major party, then they knew they were getting that party's leader as their potential Prime Minister. So, yeah, it's very different to the US system. Still, what's really interesting is we've now ended up with Julia Gillard as Prime Minister and Tony Abbott as Leader of the Opposition. These two, it just so happens, are sparring partners. Almost every weekend, once a week, I forget which day of the week, once a week they meet on a morning TV show and they spar with each other. They debate. And for what it's worth, most people think that in most of those engagements, Julia Gillard wins, at least from a debating point of view. It'd be interesting to see now if she'll continue with that that regular weekly sparring with Tony Abbott, especially now that she's Prime Minister. Well, Prime Minister designate. When I got into the dentist chair, she hadn't yet been sworn in. For all I know, that's happened by now. Whether they'll continue with that, and whether the pressure will be on her now not to be quite so snarky and cutting with some of her comments. She might have to play the statesman now. Labour Party has a history of fairly rigorous debaters who, when they become Prime Minister, tone it down. I'm thinking in particular of Keating and Hawke, although Keating didn't tone it down that much. So interesting to see if she tones it down and therefore gives Abbott an advantage in those little debating matches. Okay, so I'm going to go head home and catch up on the news.